From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Ann Ball. Protests around the world. Israeli police fired tear gas at Palestinian protesters in Bethlehem Friday. One Palestinian was reported killed. This after U.S. President Donald Trump's declaration that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. Demonstrations were also reported in seven other countries. In Paris, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson addressed the Jerusalem issue. Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke amid ongoing clashes and protests following President Donald Trump's decision this week to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital and move the U.S. embassy there. Tillerson told reporters that the move, likely to take months, does not change the city's disputed status.
The president indicated in his statement that his decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and his direction to the State Department to begin the process of moving the embassy did not indicate any final status for Jerusalem. And in fact, he was, I think, very clear that the final status of Jerusalem is a matter that would be left, including the borders, would be left to the parties to negotiate and decide.
Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
International envoys had gathered in Paris to discuss Lebanon. Also from Paris, Secretary Rex Tillerson urged Saudi Arabia Friday to curb its military intervention in Yemen, a country enduring a humanitarian crisis triggered by a two-year civil war. This is VOA News from Washington. The United Nations says the death toll in an attack Thursday on UN peacekeepers in the Democratic Republic of Congo has climbed to 15, and the UN says it will fly its flags at half-staff Monday in tribute. The peacekeepers, all from Tanzania, were working at a UN mission in the DRC's troubled North Kivu province, home to the Ugandan rebel group, the Allied Democratic Force, or ADF. A UN official told VOA that the group, which has attacked the mission in the past month, is suspected to be behind Thursday's attacks. Reports say at least two more peacekeepers are missing. The UN mission said at least five Congolese soldiers were also killed in the protracted fighting between suspected ADF elements and UN and Congolese forces. The United Nations Secretary General expressed his outrage after the attack on the UN peacekeepers. Antonio Guterres spoke before the UN Security Council on Friday.
This is the worst attack on UN peacekeepers in the organization's recent history. It is another indication of the enormous sacrifices made by troop-contributing countries in the service of global peace. These brave women and men are putting their lives on the line every day across the world to serve peace and to protect civilians.
The Secretary General said military reinforcements have arrived at the scene and the force commander is coordinating the mission's response. Firefighters continued to battle several wind-fueled wildfires in Southern California on Friday, including a new rapidly expanding blaze that erupted north of San Diego. Over the past 5 days, the fires have destroyed at least 500 structures and forced nearly 200,000 people to evacuate their homes, officials said. Nearly 6,000 firefighters, accompanied by helicopters, are working to slow the spread of the wildfires. The United Nations Refugee Agency says conditions are not ripe for the safe return of hundreds of thousands of Rohingya refugees from Bangladesh to Myanmar, the country they recently fled to escape violence and persecution. The UN says some 645,000 Rohingya refugees have fled to Bangladesh. From Washington, I'm Ann Ball.
That's the latest world news from VOA.